One, seeing the process come together, but then seeing it in person, I mean, such an amazing opportunity for people to walk through, see a property from start to finish of saying, hey, listen, here, we launched, I mean, this property launched 4 months ago.
Right.
In a market with 9,000 STRs. It's already number 40 on booked revenue. That's in the top 0.5%. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast and our segment of Whiskey Wednesdays on location in beautiful Tampa, Florida. Dave, this is kind of fun, right?
I know. You haven't seen the smile on my face this big in a long time.
We're having some fun. We did a meetup at one of our Vodacy portfolio properties owned by Dan and Claudia Gorman. Yeah. Amazing host, amazing event last night. Just lots of fun, right? So so we're like, hey, let's bring Whiskey Wednesday to the beach and at Waterside Gardens. Dan made us up some old, used the Eagle Rare to make us a chocolate old fashioned, and you're sticking with your Diet Cokes.
Unfortunately, we drank all the Coke Zeros last night, so we had to go to the second best, a little Diet Coke.
Today. Hey, man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for, you know, just sticking with the old Cokes, buddy.
Good deal. So this is, let's talk about this a little bit. This is quite a rare.
Our unofficial sponsor, Eagle Rare. Yep. It's my first time actually having this bourbon. Dan got it for me, and then he has a famous chocolate old fashion that I might have more than one of these today. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there.
It's on vacation.
You know, we're here with our buddy Keith. It's his birthday today. I might have more than one today.
Good.
So
good.
Let's roll. What do we got on the agenda?
Well, let's get started. Brother? Yeah. First of all, we had a great event yesterday. Our Vodacy meetup. We do those about every month. One of our members, Dan Gordon, he. Amazing property here, the Waterside Gardens, right here in Tampa. So if you're interested in taking a look at an amazing place in Tampa and you're coming down here, obviously that's the first place I would check because it is unbelievable. We have a YouTube video kind of series coming out. We did a walk through the property so you can see it and take a look at it. But what I thought was really cool is we had the meetup here at an actual short-term rental that was literally done perfectly. Followed the process of the design, followed the photos, followed everything from an experience perspective that you can do in a short-term rental. And he has tons of success. It was just fun to get all the members together and kind of spend a little time together and network, meet each other. It was awesome. What'd you think? I mean,
I'm loving these meetups. Yeah, and it's always fun. You know, this is the second time we've ever done this. So super unique for us to meet at a portfolio property, one of the Vodacy portfolio properties and watching, you know, seeing the process come together, but then seeing it in person. I mean, such an amazing opportunity for people to walk through, see a property from start to finish of saying, hey, listen, here, we launched, I mean, this property launched 4 months ago in a market with 9,000 STRs. It's already number 40 on booked revenue. That's in the top 0.5% if people don't, you run the quick math, right? You're not even the top 1%. It's going to be the top property revenue-wise in a major market this year. And so what an amazing opportunity to come and walk through and see what it takes to operate that way and see what it takes. And so these meetups, we always have 30 to 50 people. We always announce them to our members first and get all of our members here. And then usually 2 or 3 days before, we post it on our social. So if you're watching every month, see where we're gonna be, what city we're gonna be in, because we don't post it to our, you know, outside of our membership more than a couple days before, just because, you know, a lot of these meetups, we like to keep it somewhere in that 30 to 50 range. And if we post it too far in advance, we get so many people, right? But it's a great opportunity. Last minute, if we're in your city, come join us. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I love these meetups. I love talking to people. I love, you know, being able to just hear the stories and see the success that, I mean, that Dan and Claudia have got here. And it's just, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, I love the you know, being able to get on the road and do that stuff.
Well, and last night I thought it was really cool because we had a real mix of people in certain areas of their journey at the event. So we had members that have been longtime members that have been in our group for a long time, you know, several years. We had literally some that just had joined within like the last few weeks and the last few months. And then we had some that were interested and took advantage of being able to come and meet some of the members and you and I, and really are in their journey deciding if they want to become a member of Vodacy and kind of go down this path. So one comment last night that I remember hearing was, I was super impressed with this group because Everybody's in a different journey, and I feel like welcome to be a part of this. And I'm not worried about somebody being, you know, way too far along or me not being able to have all the information. So I thought that was really good for everybody kind of mesh and be together last night.
Well, and that's what we've all, I mean, I always say, as proud as I am of the coaching and the course and the blueprint that we put together, by far and away the most valuable asset that we have at Vodacy is our community. And just because of that, there's so many people along the journey. Nobody is, even if they're way, you know, a few steps ahead of somebody else, you never make them feel like that. And they're there to help, and they're there to just, you know, everybody, it's fun to not be on an island by yourself when you're doing something. Surrounding yourself with like-minded people, there's power in proximity. You're never going to outlive your standards, and your standards raise when you're around people that are willing to share in their journey. And that's what's so fun about these meetups. It's so fun about our community. And it's just a great opportunity to get around other people, rub shoulders, meet people in your area. That's why we do the meetups too, because we've got a big Vodacy family across the country. And when we come to these cities, we're trying to bring the people that are local to those areas together as well. Right. So you have these,
they network,
you have these
know
micro
each other.
Communities, right?
Yep.
And so it's a lot of fun.
Well, and it was cool too, because we had some property managers here. We had, you know, some construction folks and some electricians and some people that had trades within this area as well. So that's great networking and get to know each other and so forth, you know. All right. So give me, tell me two things that you, or a couple things that you loved about the house.
Oh, man.
Because what an amazing thing. We got to stay here.
Yeah.
So we got to experience the whole vibe of everything. Talk to me about, you know, a couple of your favorite things. I'll tell you a couple of mine.
Yeah. One, I love when I see a property. This was a new construction property, purpose built for this use, right? I mean, and the indoor-outdoor space is phenomenal, right? And so, like, when I come to this area, like, if I was coming with Teresa and the kids and the family, I love being able to have that indoor-outdoor space. The other thing that I really love that's kind of a becoming more kind of a Vodacy brand and trademark in our community is when you've got all these rooms that are different but the same, if you will, right?
Yeah,
we've got all this custom artwork that brings these rooms to life, and they bring the outdoors in, they bring the area inside the property. Everybody has this equal experience, but a little different, right?
Right,
you've got a
right.
sunset room, you got a sunrise room, you got turtle room, you've got the beach room, but they're all very congruent as well. When I see properties come together like that, I love walking through them, because a lot of times it's really difficult to execute on that, where you walk through, I've walked through plenty of houses when they try to have a different theme in every room. The way that these houses are put together, you've got a very congruent theme, but everybody has this unique experience in their room.
Right.
And I love that. I love when I walk through and see those put together like that. And everything, like, you don't walk, you walk through this, and obviously professionally done and designed beautifully, but, you know, mine and your rooms are different, but we both have like an equal experience, It's like neither one of us ever feels gypped. Every single room in the house is like that.
Every you know, couple, every family, whoever's staying, it feels like, oh, I got a really cool room.
You know?
So,
what are yours?
All right. Well, first thing you walk in the door is you get, you know, hit with this just nice aroma that's filled the house. And Dan did an amazing job of thinking of everything. So literally when you walk in the door, you get that aroma 360 smell. And he, you can pick which scent you want, and he has it hooked into his furnace and his AC system. So one, that was awesome. And I noticed every, you know, person who came through the meetup yesterday was like, oh, wow, that's awesome. So you get that very first. Second, we got a chance to kind of chill and hang out last night in the hot tub. Got this huge 12-person hot tub that overlooks the water, the backyard, the putting green, all these amazing places that you're just like, wow. So you can relax at the end of the night and just kind of enjoy it. And then I think for me, the third, not to mention the property's amazing, but sitting out on the back deck and just looking out over the river, there's something about water.
Yeah.
And people love to be able to go to a place where there's water, whether it's a creek, a lake, a river, just sitting out there and having breakfast or just, you know, spending time with the family. Like, absolutely, Dan thought of everything, and it's just awesome.
No, so it turned out beautifully. Yeah. There's no secrets when you walk through a property like this why it's going to be the top property in the area.
Right. The other thing too, and I know we've talked a lot about amenities and local attractions and things that like draw people to a property. And one of the things that you know they're talking about implementing within this property is they're going to get a pontoon boat. and they're going to actually hire a captain that is kind of available. As you book the property, you're able to schedule a tour, go up the river and see the manatees and maybe see an alligator here and there, or see the Tampa at night, things like that.
The which river is, walk, yeah.
Yeah, and as a father or, you know, person staying at the property, you don't want to have to be responsible for driving a boat and, you know, doing all that. So the captain meets you, you walk down with your stuff, and you jump right on the boat right here on the dock and go take a tour. I mean, how awesome is that?
You know how awesome it is? We're going to be doing it
exactly.
About 2 hours. So Captain Dan's taking us out, brother.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to head out here on the river a little bit.
Yeah. So why don't you stop talking so we can get out
exactly.
there?
Exactly. All right, let's talk about a little bit of a topic, short-term rental topic.
Okay.
There is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit VodiceySleepSystem.com and use the promo code PODCAST. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off.
You know, we always talk a lot about the lifestyle asset, which is why you and I buy properties. We love that. We also talk about, you know, the investment and the passive income and all the things that are amazing about short-term rentals. One of the things that we don't talk about a lot is, what about selling a short-term rental?
Yeah.
When is it time to sell a short-term rental? There are obviously reasons for it, and there is a time and a place for selling a short-term rental. Let's talk about that. Why?
Yeah.
You know, you've sold a few properties.
Yeah, we sell properties regularly.
Short-term rentals that have done great. And
yeah.
So I think people need to know, like, sometimes there is an exit plan, and what does that mean?
Well, there almost always should be. There, at some point, most properties are going to have an exit, right? It's always a surprise to people that we have. Like, I always target about a 6 to 10 property portfolio. But I bought a hell of a lot more than 6 to 10 properties in my time,
yeah, right?
And the reason is because we trade up. And the way that we do that, and a lot of investors that have been in the game for a long time, they have this term, it's called return on equity. And, you know, some people act like that's a fancy new coined term and nobody's heard about. Investors have been looking at their return on equity for years and years and years. I mean, that's what you do in long-term assets, right? You're going to eventually say, okay, am I getting a really good return on my equity, or is it better for me to trade up properties, right? Like, you and I are in that situation right now,
right,
on our St. George property, right?
Yeah.
We get a really good return on our investment, but we bought that property. Our basis is really low compared to what it would sell for now.
Right.
Like, we buy that property around 300 grand, right?
Yeah.
We put 10% down. We're into it 30 grand total.
Right.
Over the years, we've got way over 100% return on our investment, right?
Absolutely.
So our return on capital is, well, we've got all of our capital back multiple times. So we've got a return of capital. We're able to put that 30 grand somewhere else. What we're not looking at, what we're considering now, and this is the point where a lot of new investors don't think about this, is when is it time to sell?
Right.
We've got $500,000 of equity sitting in that.
In the property.
And if you say, okay, I've got $500,000 in there, am I getting a really good return on that $500,000? We're not.
Right.
All of a sudden, we're saying, okay, we could get a better return by selling that property, trading up to a bigger property that gives us more upside potential. What you're looking at is not only your return on investment, not only your return of capital, and not only your return of, you know, your cash on cash return of your initial investment, but what is your return on equity? Because you could sell that property and put that equity somewhere else. And ultimately, that's how you start to compound and grow with a portfolio of properties. Why we love the ownership model. It's
right.
Not always just
yeah.
about the cash flow of this property. We're kind of maxed out on the cash flow in that property, right? You and I are like, there's not a whole lot we can do different to make a lot more money on that. But we could take that money and go into a bigger property down there or a different market.
With tons of potential.
Move it into a couple properties
yeah.
and say, okay, now maybe we're only getting, but even if we got a 10% return on that equity in there, and we're bringing in $50,000 net on a 10% return, which is a pretty low, that's more than we net on that property, or, you know, and so we would be able to, parlay that into something else. That's why you really look at everything and that's why the ownership model is so great, because you parlay properties, right?
Right.
People do it on their primary residence all the time. You're not necessarily looking at a return on equity, but think about somebody when they buy their first home. A lot of times, somebody's first home house payment is very similar to their fourth and fifth house payment.
Right.
And they're getting way bigger and better properties along the way because they roll that equity into the next property, roll the equity into the next property, and they start to grow bigger and better properties, more quality assets, higher quality assets, but their payment ultimately kind of stays the same.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's a similar concept, but you do it with investment properties.
Right. And I guess it also depends on, you know, your goals and your, you know, family strategies, because some people, even though they have the equity they want in that house, and it's a lot of equity, but they love that area more than anything, they may keep
exactly.
it as a lifestyle
could
asset.
Could be a legacy property right. for them. It's a lifestyle asset.
Yep.
It means more. There's properties like this, you know, it's hard to find
right.
riverfront, waterfront lots in
right.
some of these areas. You may say, hey, I might get a better return on my equity somewhere else, but this is more of a legacy
right.
property possibly, right?
And
so you have
always,
to look at all of that stuff.
And you're always going to keep that equity. So
absolutely.
That real estate investment is always going to be there,
yep.
you know? So,
yep.
well, good. Well, listen, buddy, we're not taking any questions today from Instagram.
Nope. You shut down the questions?
Yeah,
shut it down.
Because we're...
it's Keith's birthday, we're shutting it down.
We're on half vacation.
We'll blame it on Keith.
And you kind of got mad at me a second ago for talking, and you want to get out on the beach, the boat, so...
Okay, sorry, guys. I shouldn't have got mad at Dave. I should have taken some questions.
So
next
yeah.
week, we'll answer some questions.
Yep. So that's it for today. Just kind of short
it.
And sweet. And,
all right. Let's wrap it up.
What a great experience we had with the meetups, and... you know, keep your eyes out for the next one. So,
all right, guys, we always appreciate your time. We know how valuable it is, and we appreciate you spending it with us. And today on the beach, you know, we're kind of on the man-made beach here on the river.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we're going to go out on the boat here shortly. And so you guys know, at the end of every episode, I ask you two favors. First one is, we don't advertise, we don't bring on a bunch of sponsors on this show. And so the only way this show grows is for you to share it. If you know anybody that would like to be involved in these conversations, share the show. Those things really do help us. If you've got more than 30 seconds, like us, give us a thumbs up, leave us a review on whatever platform you're watching or listening on. And the final and most important thing that I ask you at the end of every episode is pick that one thing you can do today, start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers, buddy.
Huh? Let's hit the water.
Let's go.
All right.